Now, with a look at what else has been making scientific headlines for us lately, here's Meera Sinthalingam with this week's Naked Scientist Newsflash.
Carbon dioxide emissions could soon be converted back into fuel, reducing levels of this greenhouse gas released into our atmosphere. Using a process dubbed artificial photosynthesis, Rich Maisel and colleagues at the company Dioxide Materials have used solar energy to convert carbon dioxide into carbon monoxide and water, which in turn is combined with hydrogen to produce synthetic gas, which is now used by many oil companies to produce fuel.
What's a viable route in the long term to make the fuel for your car or your truck or your airplane that doesn't compete with the food supply and it's completely renewable and recyclable? So it changes CO2 from something we dump or have to bury into something that we recycle and reuse, and it's a renewable resource.